Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And I was just commenting to Mary that she's still in business mode. She's got her gorgy little turtleneck rocking today. She said, I usually change when I get home from work, but not now because we mean business.
Not today. I got right on this SLC reunion. We're going to talk Salt Lake City reunion, Southern Charm reunion. But first, we're coming off a 3-day weekend.
Too. I would like to talk a little Traitors too.
I haven't watched any of it. And if I'm being honest,
you're going to wait to
finish. So I never actually finished the first season.
That's okay.
I know. But I mean, I kind like I do very bad. And I think the same thing with Rugged. I watched those first 3 episodes when they came out and I loved it. Then the week by week, it loses my attention.
I'm a binger. But I think this is this season of Traitors is way better because it's all reality stars. Last season was tough because it's half reality, half real people. Okay. And like, for instance, Survivor's done that, like fans versus favorites. And it's too hard because you want the people you know from reality to like do better, right? Like, I'm not invested in these normal people because I'm like, oh, my Kyle Cookie is over here. And like, oh, you know, I've got Serene. And oh, I've got all these people. But this cast.
So wait. I didn't watch the second. This is the third season, right?
This is the second season.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So there's also like Traitors UK and Traitors right. Australia, which have like normal people on those ones, which so it makes it a more fun season in the sense that everyone's on an equal playing field. But this season is so good because if you're a trash human like I am,
you know all the players.
I know basically everybody on this show. So it is so great to see people from Big Brother. You've got Survivor. You have Bravo, like the Housewives. You've got MTV's The Challenge. Like there's literally everyone from everywhere. So I'm like, this like I thought House of
maybe
Villains
this should just be like casted. It's a separate thing.
It is, and I won't even go into it since you haven't watched it. But I'm just gonna say I thought House of Villains was like perfectly cast. This is even better, especially because there's more competition aspects to it. And Alan Cumming is just 5 stars. And so I would love if you it's now weekly, and I actually think this is better for the show because I binged the first season like so fast. I'm excited to watch this week by week now because this is. The way that they've set this show up is this is something you will want to tune back into. I think the problem with Rehugget is that there's 6 episodes and it's not like there's no buildup. Like it's just.
But this is also something that I can get Michael to watch with me, 100%. Which I enjoy. So I will get on board with this tonight. 100%.
Yes.
And
don't
I'm
push
really,
yourself too hard. You have, no, but you
I'm
have also, time.
I'm very excited for tonight as well because it's the season finale of Fargo.
So you got
the
into
current
it.
Season. I'm. All caught up.
Okay,
so
great.
Yes.
Love that.
But wait, we have some congratulations. You left us hanging on the pod last week. I said, oh, you're doing a pickleball tournament. Oh, tennis. I knew it was something active. Little did I think it was a half marathon.
Well, this is why I said, I'm like, if it comes to first, because I'm like, I don't even know. I like can't even talk about this. I'm like, if I don't, I told like literally, I think one person that I was
you told
doing
me.
This. After, I know, but I'm saying I told.
No, you told me before.
No, I know, yeah. I know. I'm saying before I told you, I told
Let
like
me
one
feel
person.
Special.
You are special. You are special because you're basically, I had to tell you you're going to beat it out of me is what I felt through the screen, you know? Sure. But I was really afraid I wasn't going, I literally hadn't trained. Like my brother-in-law was like, come on, please run this with me. Please run this with me. I'm like, no, I can't run a half marathon. Like I can't do it. You guys, I did one like 10 years ago and I still talk about it like it was yesterday. Go like, oh, when I trained for a half marathon. I was like, shut up, Courtney. It was 2015. So I told
him. You know what? It's like one of those highlights in that you did like prepare for months when you did it back in 2015. Little did you know, you don't even have to prepare.
Well, I was like laughing because I said, if I could get through 8 miles, then like I'll think about signing up. And I managed to. And I
this
like,
is the week prior. She said, I'm going to go on an 8 mile run. And if I can do that, then. Fine, I'll do it with him.
Yeah, and I did like a run walk. I wasn't like great at it, but whatever. I got it done. And I was like, okay. I was like, could I do 5 more miles? I was like, okay, maybe. Then I started reading all these horror stories.
Sure.
Where people were like, oh my God. And then, you know, one of our friends who's a very good runner, who's actually running a marathon next month, she had posted like a close friend story on Saturday that she was like, ugh, I tried to get 14 miles and my body like gave out at 11. And she's like our most active, like physically fit, runs all the time. And I was like, oh shit. She can't. She's like
splints.
No, like literally, I was like, "Oh shit!" She did like this is like the day before. I'm like, "Oh my god, I'm gonna." And then I'm thinking like I'm gonna shit myself on the road while I'm running. Oh, sure. Like my knee's gonna go out. Like I'm gonna have to be like dragged. Like it's just gonna be bad. I'm gonna be a DNF. Did not finish.
Ooh yeah.
I was
no.
Nervous.
I know your personality, and when you told me you were gonna do this, also Courtney legitimately works out every single day in some capacity, whether it's the bike, going on a run, walk, like you.
It doesn't show in my body, but
you work out every single day. So I was like, you're in shape and I
shape.
Know.
Yes.
No, you're in shape. And I just like, I knew because you have resilience and you wouldn't want someone beating you and beating yourself. You know, I was like, oh, when you told me that, I go, oh, you're definitely going to be able to do it. I do think if you put your mind to something, I don't think you could. You could do 26 miles, no. You know, but I'm like, I think if you do put your mind to something and you're in shape, I think you can do whatever you want to do. I like to believe that. I tell my students that. Do whatever you want to do.
I swear to God, it really is all mindset, though, of telling yourself, yes, you can, and not saying the word no. And so not to get all hippy-dippy over here. But
believe, receive.
And we will get to that next, too. But I basically said to myself, I was like, okay, I kept giving myself, like, markers. Okay, get to the 3-mile point, and then, like, maybe if you could, like, get to 3 miles, you could walk. Because I managed to run 3 miles. Okay, well, first off, the first 3 miles are all up fucking hill.
Oh,
I was like, Jesus. It's a tough,
like, actual course.
Yeah, and so I'm running with him.
The hills in Arizona?
We ran through, like, a national park. I ran through 3 cities. I did Tempe, Phoenix, and Scottsdale while I was there. So we ran through a park for the first part. It was a gradual incline, but still 3 miles of an incline, right? So then I was like, so as soon as we kind of got to the top and started going down, I'm like, okay, I could keep going. Like, we're going downhill. And then we went flat, and I was like, okay, I could keep going. I'm like, I could do a 10K. Get to the 6-mile marker, because I know it's like where my sister, my stepmom are. Get to them. I can stop then. I'll eat a goo.
What? Sorry, got to stop you.
Yeah.
What did you eat the night before and the morning of?
The night before, we got pizza and pasta, garlic bread, but ate early. And then the morning of, I had an oatmeal and an Imodium.
Sure.
I was not going to be the girl who shat herself on the run or shitting in a porta potty right before. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
So I had an oatmeal, and then I had brought like this, it's called like a honey stinger. So it's like these like kind of like waffle things. And you guys, I only know these things because I watched TikToks. I searched TikTok half marathon people, and I was like sending stuff over to like Arizona. So I got this. So while we were waiting in the corral, I ate some of that too. And then when we got to mile 6, I ate a goo. So it's basically, which is a decently flavored toothpaste. That's the consistency that you're eating. So it's tough. So I saw, and then I saw them. And
but like, you're like, at this point, you're like, okay, I'm like about halfway.
Yeah. I had like some motivation seeing them. And I'm not kidding. Like, I felt good.
Is your brother-in-law like running with you the whole time?
He's running with me the whole time. And then he actually had a friend who was like, oh, decided to like run it as well. So the three of us were running together. And so
you have music going.
I'm listening to my Big Booty playlist.
Okay.
Got Big Booty. I went from like 23 to 21 to 22. I was mixing it up a little bit. And then it was kind of an out and back. So we ran through like Old Town, and they had some like band set up. And then we saw them again at like, you know, almost mile 7 when we turned around. So then that was good. And I was leaping at that point. I was like, I'm feeling great. Great. And then we kind of went back. 9 started going like straight uphill. So that was, and honestly, that was probably like, besides seeing them and stopping for a second, 9 was like really where we started to slow down for a second, eat another goo. It was faster to walk uphill than it was to like run. We were going the same pace. We walked up, and then my poor brother-in-law, his knee started going out, but he was like, no, we're freaking finishing this. And I was like, yes, we are. We ran by a Biofreeze station. So he like ran into that, got like, you know, like, kind of like a Bengay cooling to like do it. He said it didn't help, but we kept going. Yes. And then we basically ran the whole thing. I can't believe I ran the whole thing. We maybe walked a total of a 0.5 mile. And then we ended up running 13.2 because you had to zig and zag out of people. Sure. So I ran 13.2. And I ran faster than when I trained. And that's embarrassing. embarrassing.
I mean, for
12 weeks.
What a resilient story. And guys, it just goes to show, if you put your mind to something, you can do
it. Carol Radzivill and I are taking on the half and full marathons across the world.
Did she do a full?
She did a full.
Tiny body.
Yeah. But guys, if you can say, like, you just have to say, yes, I can. And if you can do a decent amount of running, I really think you could do this. Like, it was like nice to have people to run with. I don't know that I could have done it if I was by myself. It would have been really hard to have that mental
taxing. Yeah.
But it was like you were in kind of cruise control, and we were all like just like moving at a good pace together. And honestly, I can't believe I finished it. I was like, I literally recorded a video in the beginning that I posted being like, I will only post this if I cross the finish line. Right.
And you did it. So congratulations. Yay. And then how did you feel like the next day?
I felt great. We have a hot tub. So I went into my parents' hot tub after. I Theragun my whole body. I did some stretching. I had like a little knee pain, but I felt bad. But you guys, this is like how crazy your mind is. So today I'm like, I should like go for, I flew back and like, so I didn't really, I kind of relaxed yesterday. But today I was like, I should go for like a cool down, like just like run a couple of miles to like whatever. You guys, I'm now sore. I barely could get that done because I was like, oh no, this isn't as fun when you're by yourself.
Right. Now, do you think you got that runner's high? I don't believe in it.
When I ran in like in 2015, you guys, I was like a Nike one in San Francisco. I did it and I crossed that finish line and I was like crying. I was like, I can't believe I did it. Oh my God. This one, I was like, woo! Okay, are you guys ready to go? Like, I was like that.
You're like, what's my next meal?
What's for lunch? Yeah. I'm starving. I'm still doing like dry January.
What was for lunch?
I had a piece of pizza left over, turkey sandwich, and then we did like tacos, like carne asada tacos for dinner.
Yeah.
So a little taco bowl kind of thing. I probably should have eaten more for running, but like you can only have like three bowls of tacos salad before you're like, I'm done.
Yeah.
No, I felt, but I think, yeah. But let's talk about another ask, believe, receive, because we said it on the pod last week and I said, Mary, you deserve this.
Yeah. And guys, I'm going to 2 Teas in a Pod. It's going to be next Thursday, Palace of Fine Arts. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8. I am looking forward to it. Teddy and Tamara started a group chat with me.
Group chat, baby.
Invited
me. Non-verified person in it.
So, I mean, you guys, let's go. It's in the marina. I mean, are we going to hit up Balboa before? What are you thinking?
I think you should go to Balboa for some espresso martinis.
I have a dentist appointment at 4:00. Okay, cool.
You'll be done by 5.
Okay.
You said doors open at 7, show starts at 8, which means you can get there at 7:30. Time.
Okay.
I think anybody going.
Bay Area babes. You know, let's go. I think it's going to be, 5 housewives. We're getting Teddy. We're getting Tamara. We're getting Emily. We're getting Angie. We're getting Cynthia. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a good time. And the Eds. The Eds.
I like texted Mary. I was like, I didn't realize that the Eds are the husband. And I was like, why have I never heard of like the Eds? Is that like another podcast or something? And then I had to look at the photo.
I'm like very curious because they just recap like we do, like watch what happens. I mean, like what everyone does. And I'm very curious if they're going to try to like the Tres Amigas was like a variety show, but yet they also have all these guests. But is it just going to be like Tamara and Teddy recapping or is it going to be like them recapping Beverly Hills from the previous night? Just like touching on it'll be the end of the third reunion. Maybe just asking Angie questions about that.
I feel like there's going to be a Q&A portion.
And then Emily. So I'm curious what the format will be, but I'll let you guys know.
I think there will be a Q&A part to the show. So I think that you should have a couple of questions prepared. I mean, truthfully, like I would ask for an update on Angie K's railing if it exists yet. You know, I would ask maybe if like Angie could insult you and call you a trampoline with eyes.
I got the wrinkles to show it. So
trampolines do not have wrinkles.
No, I know, but that wouldn't be the insult.
Oh,
for me,
I see. I have
the wrinkles to show.
I see. You're like a slip and slide.
I am. I really need to get a little Botox on the forehead.
You look gorgeous. You are gorgeous.
No, I just want like a little in between. More
for your
like
11s.
I get it.
I wear those stickers every night. It doesn't do anything. I started doing this flaxseed mask, you guys, because it's viral on TikTok. You guys, I'm obsessed with it. First off, it's like it's 1 tablespoon of flaxseed, ground or regular, full seed, and then you put 1 cup of boiling water on it, and then you put it in your fridge and you let it coagulate for like 4 hours. But I just put it overnight, and then the next day I scoop a little bit into a ramekin and I rub it all over my face, and it's like one of those Hanukkah masks, you know, that like tighten.
Yes,
you guys. Okay, so I have the ground flaxseed. I definitely recommend if you want to do it is to do the main seed, like the full seed.
Yeah.
And do that because it's really kind of messy to like it's all over my watch. Like I have to like rub it off with a washcloth. Sure. You guys, my face has never been softer.
So I'm wondering if it's really just like, you know, the apricot scrub.
It's basically sand. You're not exfoliating your face. It's gel. It's basically like a goo gel. I'll show you. I can show you off cam or offline about this.
Hmm.
I will.
I'm fascinated.
But back to the show. I'm excited for you because you've been wanting to go to this.
I am. I'm ready.
I think having an espresso teeny before, I think you should be prepared with some questions in case. I have this weird feeling that you're going to get a shout out.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Shout me out.
Yeah. Right? So pick a good outfit. So show some tit.
I only have like one outfit that I wear to these things. And it,
I have your sparkle jacket is not on.
I have three. I have three. Yeah.
What? Let me guess. A sparkle jacket.
Two of sparkle jackets.
Two sparkle jackets and a summer Mary jacket.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I guess I could wear my two judgy girls wine sweatshirt or my March Madness sweatshirt. I mean.
No, I like the summer Mary jacket. I feel like that's a good classic. It's a nice Levi.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe with a black turtleneck.
Oh, don't get me started. You know I love a black turtle.
Oh, okay. And then also, John Barlow, the Vita Tequila is already gone. So I was very nervous. John said he did listen. He's okay with it. And I do want to explain. I don't.
Here she goes. Here she goes.
I just want to say, like, I believe the story about Henry and that. Like,
oh, now his, you do believe it.
No, okay. I've always believed that story that there was like a traumatic birth story and like they, whatever. They,
you just don't believe,
I believe that part
the
of
ring.
The story. Yeah. And I'm not really double down. Like, John, I love you.
Why
and
did you tell Monica he looked like a penis so she would repeat it on TV? You sent a DM to Reality Von T saying John Barlow is a penis head.
No,
and then
that
she
is
repeated
like
it.
Just not nice. That is
that's not nice. How dare news. First off, when John Barlow started getting dragged into the conversation, I said, no,
not our Johnny B.
And no, absolutely not. Not to our King John Barlow. Why is he in this? Absolutely not. He's done nothing to you, Monica.
But John, I passed out Vita tequila shots all weekend long. Well, basically, the Browns lost. I invited everyone from the bar over to my house and proceeded to give everyone Vita tequila.
And how did they rate it? 10 out of 10?
Delish. Delish. All gone. We were squeezing fresh grapefruits over it as well. But it was 10 out of 10.
I love that. That's so fun.
Yeah.
Well,
what
I'm
other
about,
updates
I'm,
do we have?
I'm sorry about your Browns loss. It did. I was sad. For you,
it was a sad day for Michael.
Yeah, you guys, Michael. She sent a photo. Michael made laminated signs.
Yeah,
he has. I did not realize
we have a laminator.
Like so, I didn't realize that. Like you know, I know people are like fans, and they have like a jersey maybe and like a hat. He has the shoes.
Oh, he wears shoes. So, the only thing that he doesn't wear that day is pants. He doesn't have Browns pants. So the only thing he doesn't have
underwear too.
Oh, I guess. I gotta get.
I think
he wears socks, shoes. He wears jersey. He has jackets. He has sweatshirts. He has hats. I mean, he has it all.
You should commission that
Browns,
girl.
Picnic equipment like a table and chairs.
Wow.
To take to the park.
Wow. You should commission Christina. I forget what her name, but she made those jackets for Taylor and Brittany Mahomes.
Oh,
and
then
You should get one of those commissioned for you now.
Sure. Sure. Yeah, I'm sure they're really easy to get.
It's probably super easy because it's also recycled material too, so it's not like it's one of a kind, and it's probably super cheap. Tomorrow, I'm excited. I'm going to the Vanderpump premiere event, which is happening at the Palladium, and so I'm kind of, you guys, first off, if you're in the LA area, I think there might still be tickets available, and if you want to go, the whole cast is supposed to be there, and it's at the Palladium, which is a concert venue. I have a feeling that DJ JK is going to perform. He's going to DJ. And I also feel like I could see Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras also performing, which then I have this question. Does that go with one of my predictions of them being slightly on tour together?
I really hope so. Are they actually going to play the premiere, do you think, 2 weeks in advance?
Yeah,
they are. Okay.
We're getting the premiere.
It's part of the whole thing.
We're getting the premiere. There's supposed to be some past apps. There's drinks. I mean, I am... When that email came through, I said, yes. What day? I didn't even look at the day. I just said, I mean, the finale party was so fun. I know. I'm sorry.
This whole working thing. Teaching the youth of America.
I know. And it's like, they're dumb anyways, Mary. Just leave them. You can't mess them up too badly.
No, I can't. I can't leave my children.
Well, but you've got two teeth in a pod.
Just so devoted.
I'm excited for you. Like, I feel like that is like the housewife place, by the way, in San Francisco. Like, that's where we saw Lou.
The Palace.
Yeah.
And Lou's coming in April to Cobbs, which I prefer Cobbs. So I'm very excited about that. And spotted Lou and Kelly at a Rangers game.
Yeah, they're at the Rangers game tonight. Like, it's like Lou just screaming, like, we got the yacht. Like, she got the ticket. They made it on the big screen. Like, the Rangers posted about it.
I love it.
I'm like, I always hope that there's a crossover of like when you work in like people who work in sports and then like also love Bravo, because like that's me. And so right. I love when I see people that are also like that, where it's like,
you know what? I think Tara used to work for the Rangers. You know Tara.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to ask him about that next time I see him.
Pretty sure. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I love that. And then also Pillows and Beer, they had a live show in New York and Andy popped up.
I thought that was a big deal for them.
I think that's a pretty big get.
I just love when people come together to make a show better and more exciting. And like, he's willing. He probably put down his kids, had the nanny come, and like got to stop in for 20 minutes. And
I know. Yeah. I know we'll talk about the reunion, but I actually feel like Andy really cares about the three of those guys, like Shep, Craig, and Austin. I feel like that's like a fun thing. And I think that they probably like went out afterwards too. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a full night out.
Yeah, because they like own that like New York bar. They probably went there after.
Carriage horse, yeah.
And then apparently Austin and Craig are opening a bar in Charleston, and that's going to be for next season.
Ooh.
I read that somewhere. Did you read that?
I did not read that, but I'm also illiterate.
Okay. I see.
Okay.
Anyone care that Corey and Sam broke up? Like, we already knew that, right?
So she went on a podcast today and talked about it. So it just was officially announced today, but enough people cared. I mean, we posted like, hey, it's official. And I think there was like all over like 500 comments about it.
So people care.
Now, mostly it was like good for her. You know what? And I feel bad too, because I actually think he dragged her down from not getting cast on the next season of Summer House. Because they don't want couples. They don't want couples. And, you know, and I commented for her on her post because obviously it matters. Sure. But I said,
Tell me what you said.
You're hot. You're young. Get back that roster. Your 20s are for making dumb mistakes and not being in serious relationships. Okay. Like, go have fun. You're young.
Sure.
Live it up.
Okay.
With legs wide open. Just do it, Sam. Also, Dumois is now claiming that there's no Winter House 2024, and I have a full theory behind that, but I have to wait for this before I can tell you about my theory. I keep texting Mary and I go, more. I just go, more for my theory. Everything that something happens and I'm like, add it to the theory. And she's like, why don't you just say it? And I'm like, no. If when it gets
I can understand why you don't want to say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I'm just
if people saying, put two and two together.
They can put two
or
and two
three.
Together. Okay, relax. But I'm just, everything is just building to my theory. And anyways, yeah, that's it. And I feel
or it's like more like maybe like Winter House instead of just maybe more like a challenge aspect to it.
Like a Battle of the Network Stars, if you will.
No, I don't. But like, I like that it's all Bravo people that I already know.
That's what I'm saying. It's all Bravo celebrities in my Battle of the Network Stars. It's a Bravo celebrity like franchise wise.
Yes. They've got something here.
There's something there, and I think we need them
and
to be able to
production
do something
for like 2 or 3 weeks.
That give them two like, or 3 weeks and give them something to do. We can't.
But maybe we'll have like, you know, because I feel like the Rugged Legacy was very well received.
Mm-hmm.
Could that? I mean, yeah, we could send the girls to a different island, but or do we match them up with like OC legacies and put? I don't know. Maybe
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I think there's two paths. I think there's a legacy path, which is like a week long vacation with similar castmates. And then I think that there's like a challenge aspect where it's like, let's like make them like there's challenges on the regular. Like, let's vote them out. I mean, I think there's a whole angle about alliances too. There's a whole new version of evolution in the multiverse.
Yes. Well, and also, yeah. And I guess if they do the challenge part of it, I do want to see like, the younger groups of people, like more the below deck people, Winter House, Vanderpump Rules.
Well, and then what you do, and then you have a season where you have paired. So it's like fresh meat and the challenge. They used to do one where they bring in new people and pair them with a veteran. So then what you do is you put like a Summer House with a Beverly Hills housewife.
Yeah.
You got the old and the young.
Okay.
You know, and then you have the team aspect. There's so much that could be done.
There's so much potential.
And it's very easy to have like a short-lived 2 weeks. Like, guys. IRS. Okay. Anyways, is there anything else that you'd like to mention? Should we take just like a quick little breaky?
Okay.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell
delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free. With Way, you can go to THEOUAI.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
So should we do Southern Charm first because it happened first?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's start there. Last week was a good week for reunions. You're not a reunion girly, and I feel like you did like this reunion too.
This was actually one of my most well-received reunions for me because there is this part of me that I really want Shep to do well and be successful. And he came in on a mission. He talked to Andy ahead of time. I really would like to take the floor. I have something I want to say. I noticed he wore a bow tie. He seemed very clear. He did not seem hungover. He seemed like he rehearsed that many times with his big vocabulary. And he basically goes on this like drinking apology tour and kind of says, you know, I'm no longer taking shots. I'm not drinking hard alcohol. And not drinking alcohol anymore. I'm just, quote unquote, just beer. And he says it's because of his actions at BravoCon. He said it's basically like blacked out the whole weekend. The only story I heard was Paige on Jeff Lewis Live said that he was like such a mess at the casino. He's totally belligerent, blah, 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 blah. Apparently, Austin had to help him at Watch What Happens Live, like keep his composure, keep it together. He also met Taylor's new boyfriend, slapped the ass.
Was he but I'm like, out when Taylor gave him her brother's boots? What? Remember that happened? Taylor gave Shep a pair of her brother's boots and he was wearing them. And there's a picture of Taylor, Shep, and Taylor's mom from BravoCon with Shep wearing the boots.
I didn't. But I honestly
got kicked out of a casino too, right?
But I feel like there's way more to this story because Austin and Shep are, I'm sorry, Austin Craig. And Craig are like, you know, it sounds like he almost gave himself his own intervention back in Charleston. He keeps on saying, I really scared myself, but they're like, we've heard this story before. Like you've done this before,
17 times or something, you know?
But there's more. I'm like, there was something there. I think there was a specific incident.
I think what happened is, and I think the reason that Shep had to say this too, I think there was a talking to from Shep after BravoCon where they said, now look, the reality reckoning is going on right now, right? And there's kind of like this like rock the boat and the safety of the people and not letting them get too belligerent or out of control and like thinking about, you know, what the consequences could be of these reality stars' actions. And I think someone said to Shep, you better ship up or shape out. You're going to get a Dorinda pause if you don't figure out what your deal is. And I think he kind of was like, oh shit, it's that bad.
He also like didn't have any obligations the day I was there on the Saturday.
Oh, he wasn't part of the Watch What Happens Live that night?
Oh, wait, there was two Watch What Happens Live. He had nothing, no commitments during the day on Saturday.
I remember you messaging him like, hey, you're here. And he just said, I'm gone. Or like he said something that was like, I felt like was a little like curt and rude where I was like, just don't respond.
Yeah. He's like, I'm here today, but I'm not like here today.
Yeah. So,
like no, I have no commitments.
Yeah, I felt like whenever he had messaged yeah, was a little rude where I was like, ugh, but you'll always make an excuse for Shep. So
no problem.
But I also thought Andy at one point interrupted him and I was like, is Shep going to tell us he's going to rehab?
Like, that's what, like, didn't Madison whisper that or someone or Benita?
Yeah, like, but I was like, okay, is he going to go to rehab? And then I also thought it was, like, interesting, too, because, like, Andy kind of was like, is drinking, like, more important than, like, this? Like, you need to make some, like, choices. You got to just, like, think about what's going on. And it's kind of like, I think it's also a bigger deal outside of drinking. I think he parties a lot, and I don't think it's just alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and yeah, so I don't know if something bad, scary happened between BravoCon and recording the reunion, or like there was something that happened, or like, I think you're right. Something bad did happen. I don't think it was just getting kicked out of a casino.
Yeah, no. So there was definitely had to be like some type of incident, which maybe we'll get at a reunion last year, because we got some bombshells at this reunion.
Well, I also found it. Didn't you find it interesting too, though, that Craig has like really separated himself from Shep? And I thought Shep
and admitting, alcohol.
Well, yeah, no, I love like I Craig is like has such growth, and like honestly, I'm gonna feel sad if he loses to Russell in the finals of March Madness this year, poor Craigie. But I thought it was really interesting too. One, like you said before, that they said that they were like, we've seen this before. We didn't want to be a part of that lunch because it's the same old story. And until you make decisions. But then I thought it was interesting, the reflection that Shep had, where he said, you know, Craig's got this business, Austin's doing his beer. Like all these people are evolving and moving forward in their lives and have something outside of the show. And I have nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even he said, I would be married to Taylor if it wasn't for the show. And my prediction is that they will get back together in 2024. First up,
Taylor's new boyfriend, Gaston, or whatever his name is a placeholder. And I hope that he knows that, because whatever this is, I mean, first off, I don't think that they will get married. I think Shep, like I said last week, I think he thinks.
No, I think he's going to have this crazy, quote unquote, awakening. And
if he quits alcohol and drugs, I think that could be a path forward for him. But I think if he stays in this realm that he's in, it will not.
I actually think he's going to get out of this. I do. And I think he's going to get Taylor back. But there will always be this point of contention, because Taylor and Austin are never going to admit to sleeping with each other. Even though I believe they did.
100%. I actually, I think if Taylor says out loud that she had slept with Austin, that will be over with Shep. There's something like Shep cannot handle, like the fact that like Shep hates Madison so much, by the way, because he tried to hit on Madison way before and Madison said no and ended up with Austin. So there's this weird also like competitive angle between Shep and Craig and Austin, and there always has been. And I think that Austin,
particularly between Austin and Shep.
Yes, 100%. I was going to say, I think Craig never like really played into it, but Austin will play into it a little bit.
Craig's always had a girlfriend. He had Naomi for like so long. He's Natalie. Had Paige for a really long time. Yeah, I mean, he's a girl. He's a girlfriend.
He is a monogamy. He loves monogamy and monotony.
I like what Leva said about the baths.
So but I also think it's okay if you don't want that. Like I said that last week, like if you don't want to be married and you want to like live this bachelor life and you don't want to do the kids thing, it's okay.
But I think he's like losing friends, well, to the drinking, but also to growing up.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have the same people to go out with anymore.
Just hang out with Whitney all day. In that little
weird bar. Whitney have a girlfriend?
Does he?
Apparently.
Does he? Yeah, apparently he does.
Maybe.
She saw
it is bullshit that he doesn't come to a reunion or like even producer. Skype in. He gets away with it.
I don't even think he's considered a cast member. Is he in the cast photo though?
Interesting that he went on the trip though.
Well, he's executive producer.
Is it just too? Yeah.
He's still going to go. Remember, that's when the Austin Taylor story broke. So he had to make sure they were there. So he's like a handler so that he could then like email Page Six and be like, start the drama.
I don't think he talks to Page Six. Actually, when you said that Dumog comment about Winter House later, I'm like, that was Hub House.
No.
I think Hub House talks to Dumog. I do.
And you think
they all said she talks to the press.
They all talk to the press.
I think she just told them the gossip. Like, there's not going to be a Winter House, which it would be starting in February.
I can't believe this is like going to be a really
maybe that's fake news.
It's going to be a really tough season for us here. I can already feel it, just of like your defense of Carl and like how much you hate Lindsay.
I don't hate Lindsay.
You very much dislike her. You know that.
I was excited that Carl got to go to the Bills game, even though the Steelers lost. He's a Steelers person. And Kyle Cook is on a sober journey, I think, right now. I think maybe a dry January.
A dry January.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he said, good for you.
He did. Thank you. Mad respect.
He complimented you. Let's talk about the fashion with these women. So Madison literally killed it. I cut my
Kim
hair.
Kim Kardashian found shaking from her Met Gala look because this is how it should have been done.
Fantastic. Gold. Marilyn Monroe. The hair. Just fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have Olivia in red. And I liked the red choice. However, I wanted her hair down. I did not appreciate the ponytail. And
it
once
was
again,
too much. This, her and Taylor were too much of Ariana revenge dress. Choose a different color.
Well, this dress was not a sitting dress. It was cool how it had the opening, mm-hmm. but that standing dress, you know, you're going to sit the whole time at the reunion. Mm-hmm. That was a miss.
I agree.
And then Taylor was also in red. I feel like they should have had to consult a little bit about like what color are you wearing? You know, so they both.
Well, I like everybody dressed in theme. I actually thought it was like kind of funny because I'm like, oh, are you more alike than you are different? Both choosing red. I mean, both Vanita and Leva were in black.
But Vanita's look was so different. I loved it. It was beautiful. Like black strapless with tights, short.
She's
loved
giving
the
us
hair.
Waiting to exhale. Is that what she said?
Yes,
she looked fabulous.
Impeccable.
I did not love Leva's look. It was Leva? A little ill-fitting for me.
Leva was LVP. Like legit LVP would have worn this. She had her hair back with like a center part with her like curtain bangs, the diamond straps, her boobs showing. She loves to show off her boobs like LVP does. I was just like, okay, just stick to your one show.
Well, that's LVP. She's right. Trying to be the Southern LVP there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also want to talk the guy's fashion. I thought his alcohol intake is aging him. He's never looked older, but I like the green look that he had and kind of like a little peacock bow tie. I like that.
I actually felt like he looked like, I feel like when he wears a hat, it's because he's hungover. It's like he's trying to hide. Like he actually to me looked very clear.
You thought he was not. You thought he.
Yeah, I think he wasn't hungover.
Yeah. Sure.
JT had like white pants.
Let's get on to the JT of it all because he is annoying. I felt like he
don't
was like,
mind him. Why do I not mind him?
Because
I don't.
I just find him annoying.
Kind of, he's like one of the girls.
He's a Teddy Mellencamp. I'm sorry. Like he is one of those people. No. He will always have that little brother vibe to this group. They will never take him seriously or respect him. He has a
Austin.
Napoleon complex
in general. You're obsessed with me.
He's like a fuckboy exorcism. And then he's like obsessed with Craig.
That was
and like
an amazing comment. And then that Chef, the Christ.
the power of Christ will compel you. But that's what I'm saying is like they're like making fun of JT there, though. They're not making fun of Austin
that's
there.
Okay.
Even Andy had to say like, hey, JT, it's your first reunion. Do you mind just like pulling it back a little bit? It's like, we get it. You don't like Austin because – Taylor
at least he
Austin.
Shows some personality unlike the Rods.
Where are the Rods? They're not even on the couches and they
they're
are come
one day
cast members.
They're gonna come,
I'm sure. I mean, I know that they're there, but they're not even there for the full-time cast. Like, why put them on the cast if we're not even gonna see, like, the only storyline was Rod thinking he had a chance with Olivia.
I know, and that was really embarrassing.
And not eating
Austin,
salads
when Austin said like, she basically was
well,
pretending
Austin
the whole time.
Well, Austin apparently has a new girlfriend. She's 25. She's cute. And she's a girl for a boy.
Brunette.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Very pretty.
Yeah.
But the thing
what's
is,
her name? Well, they also,
told me Avery,
because
I think
Olivia and her boyfriend went on a trip with, like, it was a group trip and
Bahamas.
Austin took
yeah.
this girl. Also, wait, on that? So I still have yet to book my honeymoon. I've been doing a ton of research and I think I'm committed to the Caribbean.
Okay.
St. Lucia Rex people, there isn't that much options on St. Lucia. Am I going to get bored there for a week? Is that more like a 4-day situation? Can people help me? I'm taking tips from like the kind of Caribbean. I don't think I'm a Bahamas girly, but I want kind of like to be able to go out at night. I've looked a lot into that too. But you guys, if you have a honeymoon rec that you can get me in the next 24 hours because I got a book, that'd be great. Thanks.
Don't worry, guys. She's only going in a month.
Yeah, I just sent in my passport today. So hopefully I get that back on time. Yeah.
You are stressful.
I know. I don't know why I do this, but I'm always busy. I really do. I feel like my days are all full.
Okay.
But I got those passports in today. Expedited.
Oh, good. Okay. Great. Good luck to you.
Thanks.
That's stress. I'm getting like stress hives in for you.
Okay. Let's talk about also another criteria is like, I don't want to be like hopping around. I basically only have a weekend, then a full week off of work. So like, you know, like it's got to be like a 1 week situation. Remember, I'm coming from San Francisco, California. So like getting in the Bahamas is going to take me like 12 hours.
You have 2 days of travel.
If you have an alternative, I don't want to do Mexico. Because okay. I can go to Mexico all the time. I can do Hawaii all the time. I've been to Colombia. I've been to Costa Rica, Bali and Thailand. I've gone all the time too far. I mean, but just, you know, let me know if you guys have good ideas.
She's really, it's a wide open book here.
I spent like 10 hours researching yesterday. I was really stuck on Fiji for a long time. I almost booked it, but then I backed out.
Too far to go for just.
There's direct flight.
No, I know, but I'm saying it's still a very long flight.
It's 10 hours. That's it. Or do I do Paris and Rome? Ugh. 3 nights in Paris, 4 nights in Rome, you know?
I love that.
It'll just be cold because it's February.
Yeah.
Anyways, sorry, I digress. No, Let's talk about this bombshell. Taylor throwing Gross. It all out about Thomas Ravenel.
This, first off, is disgusting because it obviously sounds like Thomas took advantage of her. I'm sorry. Like he's 50 and she's 20. She's like fresh out of college. And I'm like, and this is not the bombshell that Taylor thought. And this is why it's like, it's really hard to get behind Taylor when it's like that smirk she had after she had said it, like, ha ha, got ya. And it's like, this is not the same.
Well, also like anyone that's revealing someone you slept with and you don't want to talk about it, nor do you feel proud about it. Also, it sounded like one of those nights and you wanted to forget. And then someone is throwing it back on your face. And I really appreciate Catherine Dennis being like, Olivia and I are all good. We are friends. Like
she didn't know Catherine when it happened. Right. And it's just kind of like two wrongs don't make a right. So like even if it's like
that was made
similar situation.
Taylor looks so bad. I do feel like she is like so obsessed with Shep and she just does not think clearly. And that's why I do think they'll get back together once Shep is into it.
Well, yeah. It's all the power is in Shep's hands.
Right.
Like and Taylor will drop. Back. It's just the whole thing with like that bombshell was when I felt like Olivia was like, because I think Olivia knew too, like, go ahead, expose me because it's not going to be good on your end. You telling everybody this is like, I also forgot too that Madison had even said that at the last reunion. And so it was like when Olivia said like, hey, thanks for being my friend. It did happen. But man, I'm going to take this to the grave. And then Taylor's like, oh, let me use this so that I can get some of the heat off of me. It's like, here's the thing, Taylor, just say you slept with Austin at this point, like, because at this point right now, you can't hope that Shep's going to want to get back together with you, right? So if you say it out loud and you think that that's a – if Shep wants to be with you, he's going to be with you, regardless of if you slept with Austin or not.
I feel like Taylor would try to trap Shep.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, we know he doesn't pleasure women. He comes real fast, it sounds like.
I mean, literally, like would she, like, poke a hole in a condom?
I don't
think
he's
uses. Actually one of the guys. He's somebody that's like, no, it doesn't feel good. I don't want one. That is Shep. Am I wrong?
I don't know. So,
well, I'm not saying from personal experience, Mary.
I don't know.
I
do think Shep brought up a good point though, like talking about Craig and Paige's relationship. He's like, it's like you've got to like keep that out of the spotlight.
Well, then you know what? Then maybe they should talk to producers and say that Paige should be a cast member. Do you think Paige gets paid to be on Southern Charm?
Yes.
You do? Like, yeah, it's just like film. A per appearance yeah. like thing? Well, yeah. I guess the maker a cast member at this point, because then she'll have to share.
I mean, to see like possibly like a talking head from her, because she is kind of like an outsider and I love her judgment calls on people. I think she has a good read on people. So I would like to see like a confessional with Paige. Well, her and Madison are a dynamic duo.
Here's the thing though, is like the Paige and Craig storyline of it all is like, will they or won't they move to the same place? It's like we see it on whether it's Southern Charm, it's Summer House, it's Winter House. It's like I got.
But we're
honest,
all interested. Everyone's so obsessed with this type of situation. Like in
but
any
saying,
type,
like, I don't.
It's
care
like when you're not living with your boyfriend, they're like, when are you guys moving in together?
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
When you move in with your boyfriend, when are you getting married? And then when you get married, when are we having kids? I mean, this is just like what people ask people, and they don't think it's rude.
Right. It is rude, though.
Right.
It's very rude, to be honest. It's like, I mean, I know everybody's saying it because they're excited about it and they like want to know like all this stuff, but it's freaking rude.
Yeah. So that's just the nature of it all.
It is. It is. But it's just like for me, like it's like I can't watch that storyline again. And I know we're going to hear about it in Summer House, too. So it's like either be like a full time cast member or don't. I don't. You know, I want more detail. I got to be honest. I want more because I know that I loved, by the way, hearing too that Craig has 30 employees. They all have health insurance. I love that. Just like go Craigie, go, because I'm just so proud of our Craigie and how
can,
far
like,
he's come.
I launch your like California sales team or something?
Oh, do you have experience with that?
None.
Okay. None. But I was just so proud of him.
I'm in sales every day though.
I'm selling
an education.
You're selling knowledge.
Yeah. Selling an education. But look at my reading scores.
But I think I'm so proud of him because one, he's come so far. But I also am like, we get like, I'm like, how come we don't get to see? I would love to see more of like the behind the scenes of Sewing Down South. I would love to see more about the storyline there. I think
we're going to see the bar next season.
I think a lot of these shows were kind of going for this scandal of like the way that like Vanderpump was. And I know that this was actually filmed before, I believe, was this filmed before Vanderpump? Or similar timing. It was like I want to say it was like kind of winter time, right? Because it was like so
cold. It's raining at the finale party.
Yeah. So I'm thinking like, we're all kind of like, everyone's looking for like, what's the salacious thing that's happening on the show, right? It's like Kyla Mauricio, Austin Taylor, Scandoval. Okay. Summer House is like Carl and Lindsay. And so it's always looking for like, what's the scandal within these relationships? And I'm like, we're okay with just real life too and getting to see a little bit more.
Behind the gates.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all. I like this reunion. I thought this was, I thought this was good. I don't think that part two is going to be that great. I feel like this was really kind of the bombshell of the reunion.
Yeah, I mean, we got the Thomas Ravenel Olivia situation. Shep on his apology drinking tour.
Like, I feel like next week is going to be more focused on like the Taylor Austin did they or didn't they? And it's like, just fucking say you did. And then like JT be like, I love you, Taylor.
They're never
love
going
me.
To. They're never going to.
And you know what? She doesn't. JT, she doesn't love you and she never will. I'd love to gift a lot of people on this cast the book. He's just not that into you.
Yeah.
Anything else on Southern Charm?
No, loved it. Keep them all.
Okay. Okay, let's take a quick break and we'll be back with Salt Lake.
Okay, and we're back. Give me like your overall rating for this.
Okay, I don't have numbers. I have just sentences. I fucking hate Mary Cosby. I hate her, cannot stand her. And I don't like this, like, where we're supposed to feel a little empathetic for Monica, because I feel like Monica is a fucking liar and I'm over her and I don't want her back on my screen either. I find it very annoying. Everything she's like, no, I didn't do that. And then they call her out on say what she did. She goes, well, I did say that. It's like, you're a fucking liar. It's really hard for me. You embellish everything. So there might be a kernel of truth. I'm over it. However, I loved it. I love the reunion. I just love Baby G. And I think she's very good. She used words like rebuttal, sophomoric. Okay. She said, what did she say about how her words were being used to get like turned? I forgot what the word that she said. And I was like, yes, thesaurus.com. You tell them.
I do. I'm obsessed with her mermaid hair. And
I love the dress. I love when she said, do I need to suck in? It's like, yeah. And Heather said, yeah, you do.
That's a good friend.
That was a good friend, because you know what? None of these were good friends to Mary Cosby, who walked out with lipstick on her teeth. And you know what I said? It's what she deserves.
Well, Angie told her. That was kind of Angie. Well,
yeah, but I want
you know what, Angie? She kind of reminds me of like I think Angie is beautiful.
Stunning.
But almost like a
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Like in a comic book? Like how you would imagine the girl to be drawn,
like a powerful. Betty Veronica,
like a what's that
from the Archie comics?
I don't know it. I mean, I know what Archie comics are, but I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Betty or Veronica is, the blonde or the brunette. You don't know what Riverdale is.
No,
this is weird. This is wow.
But she gives me like not
like sexy cartoon.
Yes.
She's a sexy cartoon.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe not cartoon. Maybe superhero.
Like sexy AI.
I don't know. I mean, like, couldn't you see her
like a Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
Yes, she probably has a latex bodysuit. Come on. Yeah. You know she has it in her like performance closet.
Borrowing from Erica Jane. Yeah.
No, anyways. She owns that herself.
That's true.
She owns that herself. What were your overall thoughts?
I did think it was very interesting that, you know, maybe Andy Cohen sharing our minor in psychology, because he was getting very deep with Monica. You know, he was like, and I felt like he was also digging, like, so you've never talked to your dad or you've never met your dad. Like, I almost
she doesn't
felt like,
know what he looks like. I mean, she's never Googled his name. She's taken his last. She's taken his last name, but she's never Googled his name and Google imaged.
I don't know. I don't. Maybe she doesn't really know his last name. Because she's
one of her four.
The maiden name is Darnell.
Mm-hmm. Her so married Monica name is Linda Darnell.
Her married name was Fowler.
Mm-hmm. And she was Delgado. Then she had Garcia.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and she's evading her bills. Mm-hmm. And she used three of those names at Beauty Lab and Laser.
Yeah.
It just, to me, everything with Monica, I was like, your relationship with your mom is awful and it's toxic and like that sucks, but you are doing the same.
Feel like there's like a part of her that, you know, we saw like the Linda package, which was pretty insane. But I also feel like after, you know, her mom took the Uber home from Angie's house, do you
first
think
off,
she
Subarus
got
Subarus are
on?
Very good in winter conditions because
yeah,
when I was in Boston over the summer, it was like, you know how when you're little, you do like punch buggy, like the Volkswagen, like bugs, like you'd see
yeah.
and you'd be like, oh, here's like you yes. hit someone like a, I forgot what they were,
yeah.
what slug bug. Like that I was with the Subarus. Like Subarus was every single other car in Boston. I was like, what the hell? Oh. And like, yeah, because you can drive it in the winter and the sun. Like, yeah, cross track.
Also, so, Bay Area. It's very, very Bay Area car.
Yeah. So you know what,
you're Linda, going up to Tahoe on the weekends or commuting all wheel drive.
You know what, Linda? I'm glad that your credit could get you a Range Rover, but you guys don't pay your bills on the Range Rover.
But I also feel like her mom and her went home and then they called each other and was like, we did great. Mm-hmm. Like, think when we left Angie's house, that was perfect cinema. That was truly. Like she did. She got what she wanted. She was pursued her dreams to be on TV. I said it from the very beginning. She is Alexis Nyer's mother. And
Nancy Joe, I'm about to record it again.
Yeah. You know, Linda trying to go on the cast trip. I mean,
I totally agree. Like, it's funny. One, I don't believe that the prayer that Linda said, if it's not Monica, let it be.
Lord, if it's not Monica, let it be me instead.
But I do think that she was like, oh, think about all the other mother daughters, Candy and her mom, Tinsley and her mom, Whitney and Patricia.
They studied the show.
Like, they were angling for that mom daughter. But then it was also, they both wanted like the spotlight. It's like they used each other and like they have a very unhealthy relationship. Like, I do believe that the toxicity is so, happens all the time, that it is what seems normal. But I'm also like, at some point, you're 40 years old, Monica, you have to address the situation. So it's either like no contact. And I can say, you know, she said, oh, I have no contact with my mom. But when the finale aired and she was going live, she kept being like, LD's calling me. So like, I think that they've played into this. It's a
very good point.
Life imitates art imitates life. Like, the lines blurred so much. And it's just really hard for me to believe anything that comes out of Monica's mouth.
Absolutely.
Even though I do 100% believe that her and her mother have a toxic relationship.
Yes, that is, both are truths.
Oh my God.
Also, want to go.
Shared minor.
Want to go back to her falling down the stairs.
Unseen footage. What the fuck?
She didn't hit her head though.
Absolutely, like, not.
The even production pain for her to get her head scan is so insane. She's so dramatized the moment. Like, you fell down some stairs.
You embarrassed down, like, yourself.
10 stairs.
You made a scene.
Like, on your butt, though. Not face forward.
I could see. Now I could see.
Talk to a girl that's fallen down some steps.
Who has a TBI, forward. Okay? But I'm, you like, know? She. I could see maybe rolling an ankle. She was in heels. She fell down the stairs. There. Why is there no railing? But I'm like,
because it's like down to the basement. I guarantee it. Angie's fixed that.
Oh, I'm sure. I think there was something like Angie just redone the basement or something. So maybe the railing wasn't up yet. And you know, Angie's going to tweet out a picture of her staircase. You know, very she's smart of her.
She should slide down it on her latex suit as a superhero.
Face first, like just like
slip and
slide, like a slip and slide.
Yes.
But then she like, throws
have a trampoline at the bottom.
Yes. Then she kind of throws a tantrum where she does throw her shoe, but she's like, I'm bruised. I'm bloody. Blah. I'm like, you guys, this is
there
bad.
Was no blood. There was
and
no
I'm
blood.
Sorry for saying this, but I could also see Monica throwing herself down a flight of stairs for the attention. I'm Absolutely. Sorry I said it.
I believe you. Someone that goes to urgent care for a head injury that didn't hit their head is very suspicious, if you ask me.
Because, I mean, we didn't see any CT scans or anything. And I feel like she...
No, I mean, I 100% believe that she did all of that, knowing full well that she never hit her head.
Right. Right.
The girl who cried migraine. There's always a girl who cried migraine. You don't have a migraine, okay?
But I'm like, how come...
You don't want to be at work today. Just say it like the rest of us.
We drank last night. Okay, you know, I need darkness and a migraine.
You know what, though? You don't have to feel like that after you drink, because...
Oh, here she goes. Wow, look at the integration.
Morning recovery. Go to morelabs.com/TJG.
20%
off. As always. You know, do you think I had my Vita tequila and I had fun and felt okay on Sunday? Yeah, I made short ribs because of More Labs. I'm just obsessed. I've been working with them for years. They continue the partnership.
She doesn't have equity yet.
TJG.
But...
I know. Where's my... I can't wait till they make it. But it's all started here. Morning recovery, you know. Yeah. Quit that dry January, friends.
I know. I'm only halfway through. Only halfway through.
Sorry.
It's okay. But it's like...
Was
and
your
then when
family
she's like,
doing dry January? Like, were people having wine? Like your
they
parents?
They were, but it was... I didn't feel... It's actually funny. After the half, you got like a drink ticket. So I went and I did just grab a beer because I paid for the beer. I might as well get it, you know, whatever. Yeah. And I took one sip and I was like, no.
Didn't hit.
Didn't hit like I thought it was. It was bad beer, to be honest. So I think maybe that was in my favor. I will say, though, at this Vanderpump, I'm allowed to have it at an event I've given myself, because I can't go to this Vanderpump event and like not have a Pinot Grigio.
Because
I don't know what I've done to you, but I'll take it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, I like that.
Yeah, I think it's fair. I think it's fair. I'm not going out of my way to find it, but like if it comes to me,
yeah,
you know. Okay.
I mean, I didn't try, so.
Well, no, right. I would never ask you to do that either.
But I honestly, I drink like one day a week.
Okay.
I drink like, oh, two.
I wasn't going to call
Friday. Yeah, Friday.
Listen, when the weekend comes, she's having a drink, okay?
Yeah, like Friday, I had 2 glasses of wine at Sush.
Yeah.
Saturday was the Brown games.
No worries.
You know, going to Hopper on Thursday. Got to have a teeny at that.
Yeah, you're going to.
But I don't have nothing to drink for this weekend, so maybe okay. I won't.
You know, live your life how you want to live it.
I'm not worried about it.
I didn't think you were at all. Okay, back to this. Yeah, I'm like, Monica, I think, is trying to find anything. She's throwing everything to a wall and seeing what
she has sticks. Mirrors. She has layers. She's an onion.
It's just, I find her just so, it's like, and she's like, Monica is like the classic, like, if I just speak louder than you and scream louder than you, then you'll just stop and I win. And everything she says is so like, I know you are, but when am I? No, you are. And it's like, she's like, who am I suing? I'm not suing anyone. And Heather's like, you're suing me.
She's like, it's not the same. It's a counter sue. And yeah, I'm in collections because I can't pay it.
And then Angie's like, why don't you just pay your bills? And she's like, no. What?
Literally freaking giggle when Lisa Barlow was like, well, Jack's visa didn't come on time. You'll never guess why.
It's a great six pack.
He sent a shirtless photo. He thought it'd be funny. He was on a boat.
Okay, here's the conspiracy. Lisa was like, great photo, because she didn't want him to go on a mission. She was sabotaging.
I know. That was actually, I found that conversation like very interesting between like Whitney, Heather, and Lisa regarding, you know, the...
With going on the mission. Whitney is also trying... Whitney, if Monica returns, you guys, Whitney will be the first to film with her. Mark my words.
I can see that. Yeah.
Because
she's going to give a second chance. Like she gave to Mary.
Everybody deserves a second chance. Like me and like you. And I just.
Mary, did I say anything to you that would offend you or hurt your feelings?
Well, I also agree with her when Mary is so fucking annoying because she's like.
Mary didn't make sense though.
But Mary's like, Whitney is racist. And so Whitney's like, okay, that hurts my feelings. She's like, well, Mormonism is racist. It's like, okay, well, that's a separate thing. So then Whitney's like, so what did I like physically do or like personally do to you? She's like, oh, nothing. She's like, okay. And then like Mary talking about her son and daughter-in-law having sex and the daughter-in-law performing for an audience and Mary walking in there. I don't want it.
Don't make my son think he's better than he is.
It's like, just because you married your grandpa, Mary, doesn't mean that your son will marry you.
Oh.
What?
Okay. And she said it. And she said it. I don't know why she's allowing that in her home.
Kick him out. That's disgusting. Make him move out. It's like, for someone who like talks so much shit to people, I'm like, glass houses, lady. And I know that you got yours before the show, stealing from the people who go to your church. And that's how your house is funded.
Do you think Mary's just taking Monica's back too, just because that's like her only opening in the show, like of someone to actually film with too?
No, I think Mary hates Lisa, Heather, and Whitney so much that she's backing Monica. She has no idea what's happened on the show. I mean,
she literally doesn't watch.
Monica asked Mary, oh, have you been watching what's going on? And Mary's like, no. And Monica's like, oh, my God. So they won't even let me have a chance to breathe. And she's like, you guys should let her breathe.
Like, let Monica tell her side.
Like, it's just like, I mean, Mary, like, you contribute nothing for me. You have like funny one-liners, but you show up, you insult everyone. And now it's like not even funny because like then you're also insulting like staff. Heather was very quiet this episode.
I think it's also like all in the edit.
Yeah, just, I mean, we're not getting anything.
But she like finally realized, she's like, okay, I finally realized I need to compartmentalize. And Lisa wasn't leaving me out, even though I've literally talked about how I don't believe in Mormonism and her son is going on a mission. Now I'm realizing that's why she didn't invite me. And next time I can just be supportive of my friend. I'm like, what did you think was happening? I mean, come on. Why would they invite you? You literally wrote a book called Bad Mormon. And now you're like sad that you're like not in it.
And also,
it's
like
bizarre.
You keep thinking Lisa needs to get your opinion on how to do it when her husband went on a mission.
I know. Like, yeah, but she's just obsessed with Lisa Barlow because she is mad that she doesn't have to wear the garments, that she drinks alcohol, that she's like a fair weather Mormon, that she calls herself Mormon.
Right, that's Mormon 2.0.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What else?
Oh, and then we end with like
Heather playing another recording of Reality Von T, aka Monica, who claims that six people of calling Mary Cosby a dumb bitch.
So I actually do think that the recording did not call Mary a dumb bitch. I think she wanted to DM Mary something.
But knew she wouldn't get the, because she doesn't read her DMs.
Yeah, but it's also like, Monica, you, whether it was one person or six people, it doesn't matter. You were the one who was cast on the show. We already know that Tanisha was involved. We know Koa is involved. Like, we don't really care that there's six people running the account, because six people aren't on the cast who are running that account. You are.
You're the troll.
You are the troll. Honestly, a very stunning troll. She seriously looks stunning.
She looks amazing. But you're a fucking troll. I'm loving the long hair.
And you know what? Go back to your bridge. Because that's where you're going to be living. You got to pay the troll toll.
Could she
and that's your
be,
bill.
That's could your bill. She be on a Bravo villains show?
Here's the thing, though. Guys, she's not that captivating. Everything, like, she is what she did everything, minus, like, the fact that Brandy didn't do this part, but the way she was very Brandy Glanville. Brandy at least spread it out over like 3-4 seasons. Monica blew her load in one season. So it's like you've gotten to the point where it's like you're too toxic, in the sense of, if I'm on like a House of Villains, like, you're not fun to me. Like, at least House of Villains was like, everybody was like, had this like kind of like campy fun about them. I guess Kelly Dodd got a call for it.
Oh, I think same with Jeff Lewis too.
Yeah, and I think Gia Gunn from Drag Race. Like, there are lots of villains, but I heard that the pay is very low. But it's like, I don't think Monica brings anything to the table, because there's also a level of desperation.
I'm strangely fascinated by her, though, you know?
I mean, I agree, but I also am like, oh, God, you're so toxic, and you're so, like, it's bleh.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, but I need to also like know how you got to where you were.
But we'll watch it again next week with the 3-part reunion.
So the third part is obviously going to be focused on the Reality Von T's of it all.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious. And it's like, Meredith, blink twice if you're still functioning. I mean, Meredith being like, take the house. She would 100% said that.
Yeah. That was
no,
weird.
I didn't.
That was super uncomfortable.
She had a hate boner for Angie, which I still don't really understand why. But she's like, oh, yeah, you want to go after Angie K? Sure. Go for it. Take her house.
That was
she probably
bizarre.
Did say, oh, it is illegal and not up to code to not have a railing. Not like realizing how
crazy.
That's
the scary thing about Meredith. She has all the legal jargon. She could argue her way out of anything.
Paper bag.
And she has no loyalty.
I think she has loyalty. I think she's just very
to
much
who?
Like,
Seth? That
Brooks.
That's not true.
Brooks.
The Seth thing's not true.
Well, it's just half of New York, Mary. Jeez, but she has loyalty to Brooks.
That's true.
And her and Chloe children. And I think the other one, I'm not sure, Reed maybe is his name. I'm not sure. And she has loyalty to Blazers.
True. And feathers.
And she has loyalty to being a passenger in cars.
Mm-hmm. Never going to be the driver.
Mm-hmm. And loyalty to Meredith Marks, the store.
Yeah.
So, and maybe to Xanax.
Okay. On that note, I think we need to go.
So we should go. Okay.
We have to go now.
Okay. I've gone too far. Until next time.
Okay. Thanks for judging with us.
Send Mary your honeymoon, Rex.
Please.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Next time. Bye.